Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for the gift of your word, and as we think on these things, open our hearts and minds to hear you. Amen. 5 weeks. Just 5 weeks ago, I stood before our bishop and many of you and said my ordination vows. The bishop began with the rite of ordination with these words. All baptized Christians are called to share in Christ's ministry of love and service in the world, to the glory of God and for the sake of the human family and the whole of creation. After a few scripture verses, he asked, "Before Almighty God, to whom you must give an account, and in the presence of this assembly, I ask, will you assume this office, believing that the church's call is God's call to the ministry of word and sacrament?" And I replied, "I will, and I ask God to help me." 4 years of seminary and 1 year of internship, a beautiful and meaningful ordination service, and I was ready, or so I thought. Dear friends, seminary did not offer courses about dealing with a pandemic. We are in uncharted waters. Like the Israelites and Moses, we are wandering through a wilderness. How do we do church when the way that we have always done church has been taken away, at least for a while? How do we do public ministry when we are distancing ourselves from one another? We have seen an outpouring of concern about the vulnerable among us, the homeless, the poor, those living in senior communities, the hospitalized. Now I have some hard questions for all of us. Why now? Shouldn't we have been concerned for these people all along? What are we learning about ourselves and about what church really means? I've been thinking about these things a lot in the last week, which I will honestly tell you has felt more like a month than a week. Some of you know that I like to write in a journal. And as I looked back over my journal for the past week, looking for some meaningful scripture lessons, I saw a reflection of what the week was like in the things that I wrote. On Tuesday, March the 10th, I wrote, "I love quiet days at home. I get so much done and I feel rejuvenated." On Tuesday, March 17th, I wrote, "Oh God, we are tired. Give us strength for the journey ahead of us." On Wednesday, March 18th, after several days at home, I wrote, "I am so tired. We are 1 week into this pandemic, and people are tired. They are worried, afraid, and angry. None of us has ever lived through any times like this. What are we learning, and what do we already know?" We know that this is not the first time that God's people have been through trying times. God led Moses and the Israelites through the wilderness for 40 years. There have been plagues and diseases before. God led those people through those times, and God is with us in this time of trial and uncertainty. We are God's people, and we are called for times like these. At my ordination, the bishop said to me, and I say to you, care for God's people, bear their burdens. Do not betray their confidence. Discipline yourself in life and teaching that you preserve the truth, giving no occasion for false security or illusory hope. Witness faithfully in word and deed to all people. Give and receive comfort as you serve within the church. And be of good courage, for God has called you. And your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Good people of God, be of good courage. God is with us. The church is not a building. The church is a people. We are the church. In our gospel lesson today, Jesus tells us that the greatest commandment is to love God, and the second greatest is to love our neighbor. That is what being church is about. In the past week, we have learned a lot about what it means to be the church. We are holding worship services and Bible studies in new ways. One of our homebound members was able to join a Bible study for the first time since being confined to her home. We are holding staff meetings via Zoom, and the time normally spent driving can now be used in more productive ways. We talk of God sightings. They have been everywhere in the past week. In a time of such negativity, anger, misinformation, lies, conspiracies, and hoarding, God has been cited repeatedly. Construction companies are donating personal protective equipment, such as masks, to hospitals to help with the shortages occurring in the healthcare settings. Schools are providing meals to kids that rely on school for their nutritional needs. Local restaurants and organizations are providing free or low-cost meals for kids out of school. People are offering their services to people with higher risk to run errands and shop for essentials for them. A local restaurant, Primani Brothers, that can only do takeout and delivery, has partnered with Giant Eagle for their employees to keep working, helping provide essential needs. I have seen more posts on Facebook and Twitter about prayer, ways to help our neighbor, and encouraging words than ever before. This pandemic has caused us to look at our website and see the places there that we can better care for each other in our communities of faith, which are larger than we ever imagined. We are coming together as Plum as never before. What are we learning? We are learning to be creative. We are learning that we can share God's love with our world in ways that we never thought about before. We are learning that physical distance does not prevent us from being church in the world. And dear people of God, I pray that we are learning that we must not go back to our old normal. When this pandemic is over and we come back together again in our church buildings, we cannot forget our concern for our vulnerable ones. God has our attention. How are we going to better care for them? How are we going to use what we have learned about creative worship and Bible study strategies to include those who cannot physically be present with us? We cannot go back. We must look forward. These are uncertain times, but they are not really new times. Solomon wrote of these times in Ecclesiastes, "For everything there is a season, and a time for everything under heaven, a time to be born, and a time to die." This past week in our own congregations, there have been 2 deaths and 2 births. We mourn with those who are mourning, who are devastated with not only the loss of their loved ones, but also the difficult situation of not being able to hold a normal funeral for them. We rejoice with those who have new babies in their families. In all of these, we have hope because we believe in the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Some of us are longing to be together again on Easter Sunday to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord. Resurrection Sunday will come for our communities when we joyfully come back together in our church buildings. But keep your eyes open for those God sightings. Resurrection is happening all around you. It is happening now in this worship service. It is happening in prayer vigils and online Bible studies. It is happening in our communities as people who have more than enough share with those who don't have enough. On Easter Sunday, we begin our services with the words, "Christ is risen." He is indeed risen. We don't have to wait for Easter Sunday to proclaim this good news. We are God's people, and we are called for times like these. And now may our Lord Jesus Christ Himself and God our Father, who loved us and gave us eternal comfort and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish them in every good work and word. Amen.